was something that you found on Yahoo News. Steelers quarterback tragic death suddenly reminds us of the sad loss of another promising athlete in Miami. That's interesting.
Yeah, we were discussing this when we were in Miami, how his name was it Jose Fernandez?
Jose Fernandez, yeah. Yep, Jose Fernandez, yeah.
Yeah, it's just weird that we were comparing these two, and now there's an article about it 3 days later.
This is why you know, this is the difference between people who know sports and people who don't. Dwayne Haskins was not a promising young athlete. He set record duty through 50 touchdowns at Ohio State. He was the number 15. He was a first-round draft pick by the Washington Redskins.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck. I will still call them the Washington Redskins. Well, they're the Guardians now? Or no, the Commanders. Jesus Christ.
Doesn't that sound like a brand of condoms?
The Washington Commanders.
Commanders.
Yes. Anyway. But Dwayne Haskins proved to be very immature and not really ready for the spotlight. So it says, sadly, a toxicology report on Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins released this week shows that Haskins died like other promising young athletes, celebrities, and everyday people. Bad judgment and South Florida party central. The report essentially fills in the blanks about the April 9th incident on Interstate 595 in Broward County, which took Haskins' life and connects him to the death of a local star athlete 6 years ago. Haskins was in Miami training to fight for the starting job left open by the retirement of star quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. After a night of dining and drinking, Haskins ran out of gas on westbound I-595 just west of I-95. It was 6:30 a.m., the end of many such evenings, which ended uneventfully enough. The toxicology report found Haskins' alcohol levels were 0.2 and 0.24 from two separate samples. 0.08 is the legal limit, am I right?
Yes.
So he was three times over the legal limit and driving.
Well, at least he only ran out of gas.
Jesus. Right? I can't even imagine. In Florida, drivers considered to be driving under the influence with a blood alcohol content of 0.08 or more. Okay. A urine sample also came back positive for ketamine and norketamine, which is found in the body after ketamine, an antidepressant, is metabolized. In his impaired state, Haskins left his car to look for a gas station near the busy interstate just before sunrise. Drivers reported seeing Haskins waving cars down while on the shoulder of the westbound side of the interstate, the report says. Since apparently no one stopped, Haskins must have left the shoulder, maybe tried to cross the road. Listen, man, ain't nobody gonna pick up a 6'4", 235-pound black man on the interstate waving his arms. Oh, no.
And I'm familiar with this area, too. When I first heard about this, I'm like, why was he walking on this, you know, this highway, this interstate? I mean, you know what you do? It's 5 to 6 lanes wide, like, on both sides. Like, it's a very busy. There's overpasses everywhere. Right. Like, it's not a place to get out of your car and seek help. It's a place where you pull over, stay in your car, and call. So I don't really understand. He was drunk, I guess.
According to the Florida Highway Patrol, he was hit first by a dump truck and then by the driver of a Subaru Outback. Jesus Christ, he got hit twice. Such a horrible miscalculation that cost him his life. Now, it says Fernandez dies. Haskins' death reminds us of that of Miami Marlins popular pitcher Jose Fernandez. He was also 24 when he died. When he died in a horrific boating accident in Miami Beach in the early hours of September 5th, 2016. Fernandez, too, after a night of drinking on the water, slammed his 32-foot boat into the rock jetties of the government cut, killing himself and two other men. At the time, national radio sportscaster Dan Le Batard said that the league lost its most exciting pitcher in baseball. He was right.
Really?
Jose Fernandez, and this is interesting, what's tragic about this is that the All-Star Game was in Miami that year, 2 months ago in July. Jose Fernandez started the All-Star Game for the Marlins in Miami. He went two innings, struck out five hitters. I mean, he was the toast of the town. Dude, fastball topped out at 98 miles an hour, wicked slider, devastating 12-6 curveball. He could change speeds, angles. He was, I mean, dude, he had a Hall of Fame talent. It, I mean, but, you know, this is just how it is. In Cuban-born pitching ace who had been named Rookie of the Year in 2013, Fernandez was on the cusp of becoming a major league star and of signing a multi-million dollar contract. It all died with his bad judgment. Fernandez toxicology also reported that Fernandez toxicology report also revealed that he had cocaine in his system and was legally drunk with a blood alcohol content of 0.147, nearly twice the legal limit. He had been looking for friends and players to party with the night he died. The most gruesome part about that was that his body was, they said that he was going so fast and hit the rock so hard, it literally made his body into pudding. Yeah. Like they could not, like, dude, they were like washing him off of the rocks. It was, it was that bad. Okay, let's move on to the next story here. yes. LeBron James, 17-year-old son Bronny, is trolled with vile racist abuse for taking a white girl to his high school prom after sharing photos of the couple heading to the event in a custom $326,000 Mercedes. Oh boy. LeBron Raymond James Jr., the eldest son of the basketball legend, shared a series of images of himself and his prom date on Instagram on Wednesday, prompting a bitter backlash and racist criticism from trolls who made cruel comments about his choice of companion for the evening. Bronny attended the high school dance this past weekend with one of his classmates, teenager Peyton Gelfuso. However, some people on the internet were not happy with his decision to take someone who isn't, quote, light-skinned to the prom, and soon social media was flooded with a slew of nasty comments about the pairing. Not a light-skinned woman already, one person wrote, while another added, "Welp, on the bright side, LeBron has more kids. Maybe they'll do better." So there is Bronny with his fair-skinned companion. You think he's smashing her?
Of course.
Of course he's smashing her. You better believe he's smashing her. Yep.
She's dressed like a stripper, though.
Stop it, Deb. Stop hating. Wow, look at that, Ben.
That's cool. Nice.
Wow. Wow. He's going to be the number one overall pick in the NBA draft when
is
he's
he
eligible.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yes. And the word on the street is that LeBron James is going to try to play long enough to be able to play with his son.
That would be cool.
That would be cool as hell. That girl is whiter than white, bruh, said someone else. A fourth tweet added, should have got a black queen like his dad with an angry face emoji. Lost another black king to a money-hungry white girl. A different Twitter user tweeted, Bron gotta do better. Someone else brand her a, quote, gold digger, quoting lyrics from the song Gold Digger by Kanye West, while others simply shared GIFs and memes showcasing their disappointment in his choice of date. Other people defended the budding basketball star, with one writing, Bronny James really has grown adults in shambles over the fact he took a white girl to the prom. Anybody that's mad at Bronny's prom date, you are part of the problem in today's society, agreed someone else. Another Twitter user added, bunch of hating bleep mofos in this thread. The kid will most likely play in the NBA with his legendary dad and make millions in salary and endorsements. He can go to prom with whoever the fuck he wants, and the rest of us can't do shit about it, regardless of our opinions. STFU already. What are your thoughts? I mean, I don't really know what more can be said that hasn't already been said.
Yeah, man. Like, we want to end you know, the racial arguments in this country as far as, you know, people being prejudiced or bigoted, and it's coming from both sides. I mean, if he wants to date a white girl, he dates a white girl. Who cares? Like, 17 years old, dude. Like,
yeah, like the same people who are chastising Bronny James of taking a white girl to the prom
are the same
people who celebrated the death of Kevin Samuels.
Yeah.
Seriously, they can all go fuck themselves. Yeah. Why, dude, honestly, am I going to fuck with a group of women who is, and again, Kobe Bryant was one of LeBron's best friends. These same black women cheered the death of Kobe Bryant. No, fuck that. Sorry. Listen, man, black women are done. They're out. They're done. I did a show on it. It's over. They're done.
Yeah, man.
Any black man who fucks with a black woman, I mean, dude, like, at some point, you're going to have to get off that plantation. You're going to have to get off that narcotic. I'll give you the last word.
Oh, I just think it's ugly behavior by people. And, you know, men, women, white, black, doesn't matter. Let's be good to each other.
I don't give a fuck. Quit fucking with these German Shepherds, y'all. Devin's going to be politically correct because she's white. I'm not. Quit fucking with these German Shepherds, y'all. Real talk. Jesus. pardon me, what is Feral Girl Summer? Hoda and Jenna explain the TikTok trend. Feral Girl Summer.
Feral Girl Summer.
So what is Feral Girl Summer,
Dev? I think, from my estimation, Feral Girl Summer is doing what you want, when you want, how you want, with no Fs given. Like, no apologies. I don't want to brush my hair today. I don't want to brush my teeth today. I'm going to look hot however I want. I'm going to go, you know, drink 7 days a week and quit my job and dress up like a teddy bear and everyone has to love it.
Yeah, I think you're wrong. I think Feral Girl Summer is just giving girls giving themselves permission to be hoes, just like Hot Girl
Summer. They need permission.
I mean, the reason they need permission is because they know it makes them look like hoes. Hot Girl Summer, wild, free, and ready for fun. The idea of Feral Girl Summer, the article starts, has become an online sensation and recently came up on Today when asked by Samantha Guthrie if she would be taking taking part in Hot Girl Summer. Rebel Wilson brought up Feral Girl Summer instead. I heard this thing called Feral Girl Summer, Wilson remarked. It's when you don't care. Think of Feral Girl Summer as the vibe for the upcoming summer season. It's a response to the concept of Hot Girl Summer, a term coined by Megan Thee Stallion in the 2019 song of the same name. Coinciding with widespread vaccination, 2021's Hot Girl Summer was meant to be all about fun and looking good while doing so. This summer's theme, however, is a bit more chaotic. Likely, the first thing that comes to mind upon hearing the word feral is the crazed raccoon rifling through your trash cans, or the stray cat that escapes the heat by holding up beneath your car in the summer. But on social media platforms like Instagram and TikTok, the term refers to embracing of a carefree summer lifestyle. That said, rat imagery is often used to evoke the feral lifestyle, so wildlife is never far away. Below, we'll take a deep dive into the feral girl lifestyle and answer all of those questions you're too embarrassed to ask the Zoomers in your life. So what is a feral girl? Well, my body is a temple on weekdays and a watering hole for vodka sodas on the weekend. There you go. You see? That vodka sodas. If a girl, her body is a watering hole for vodka sodas and protein shakes. That's what this is. If a girl drinks, any vice a girl has leads to sex. If she drinks a lot, she fucks a lot. Mm-hmm. If she smokes weed a lot, she fucks a lot. If she does drugs a lot, she fucks a lot. If she cries a lot, she fucks a lot. If she's a cutter, she fucks. If she overeats, she fucks. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Any vice a girl has always leads to sex. What's your thoughts on
that? Well, I mean, any lack of self-discipline is going to manifest in the easiest ways possible. So if you don't have discipline and you're going out to bars, you're going to drink every night. If you don't have discipline and you're addicted to validation and attention, you're going to get D'd down every night, you know, as much as you want. But Jesus. This is just another reason to behave badly.
Yep. There you go. To be, quote, feral is to go against the exception to be more the exception. Jesus, I can't read today. To go against the expectation to be more organized and more optimized, or strive for a clean lifestyle. As this TikToker put it, I will never wake up at 5 a.m. to drink green juices and be hyper-organized. I will instead be in 4 a.m. Reddit holes, Diet Coke first thing in the morning. It's like a more energized version of Goblin Mode.
She'll look really, really good when she reaches 39.
Yeah, totally. I would totally hit that. Yeah, I think you're right. You're a little bit more writer than I was. Yeah, it's just more bad behavior. And now there's a name for it.
It's like, at least with Hot Girl Summer, like, they're at least dressing up. They want to look good. They're getting their bodies right, you know. Feral Girl Summer just sounds like everyone just stopped caring.
Well, Hot Girl Summer was basically being a hot hoe. It sounds like Feral Girl Summer is being a fat, stinky hoe.
The sloppy one,
yep,
yeah.
Yep, a sloppy hoe. Yep, that's what it is. Listen, I like sloppy joes. I do not like sloppy hoes.
Oh, God.
Let us continue. An offline boyfriend can be great, and here's why everyone should date one. Ay, 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 ay. Earlier this year, the concept of an offline boyfriend became popular on, not surprisingly, TikTok. TikTok is quickly becoming sort of the cesspool of humanity.
Quickly. It's yes. always been the cesspool. It's where the mentally ill people go to feel a community, I think.
Jesus Christ. The trend, which saw women posting videos about the virtues of having a partner who isn't active on social media, has gained over 84 billion views so far through the hashtag, quote, offline boyfriend. Most of the conversation started after model Bella Hadid opened up about it in an interview with Vogue. This video by ID Magazine is actually pretty enlightening if you're looking to find out more. TikTok wasn't the only place social media users gushed about having an offline partner. Twitter users, too, were passionate about the idea. For avid social media users, Instagram is my absolute vice. No shit. By the way, we need to watch that that addicted to the digital thing.
Oh, it's like a new it's like a new series from the Intervention people. Yes. about addicted to
yeah, we got to watch that tonight. That and Lincoln Lawyer.
I don't think
Lawyer.
It's out yet. I think it comes out in June.
I thought it came out Monday.
No, it's a new series.
Oh, that sucks. All right, looks like Lincoln Lawyer it is.
Good.
For avid social media users, looking someone up on a platform is commonplace. Knowing people want to do this, dating apps like Tinder and Bumble have integrations that allow users a chance to link their social accounts and even Spotify. In the past, when I was dating casually, this was important to me. When I was dating casually, translation, sleeping around. I, like most women, pride myself at having exceptional research skills. By research, I mean stalking. And by stalking, I mean finding out everything I can about this person I'm about to meet. That's fair.
Par for the course.
As long as they have an internet presence, I had some information about it. Recently, though, like the women on TikTok, I started appreciating the idea of having an offline boyfriend. There's just something so attractive about a partner that doesn't feel the need to post their entire life online and doesn't care about pop culture all too much. For almost a year now, I've been dating an offline boyfriend. Mark knows almost nothing about social media. Instead, he uses Instagram to keep up with me and our friends. Most of the time, Mark is on Reddit and other forums. He has hobbies, too. He plays games, goes road cycling, and loves watching videos on YouTube. The one major time Mark used Instagram was when he posted a picture of our engagement on his stories and saved it as a highlight. That's right, guys. I didn't even make it to the actual grid.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't even know what that means either. But I'm always online. Mark has to remind me to get off my phone and be in the moment whenever we're spending time together. You're shaking your head, Dev. What's the problem?
Where's the offline girlfriend? Like, this is just so stupid. Most of the guys aren't addicted to social media.
Yep.
And so, you know, a guy who doesn't have Instagram is no big deal. I mean, but why would she appreciate the fact that he doesn't have social media, is kind of offline, and keeps his private life private, and doesn't feel the need to do so herself or think that he would appreciate that about her if she appreciates that about him?
Right.
It's really stupid. But there's a hashtag going out there now, hashtag offline boyfriends, and I want to see the hashtag offline girlfriends, because if this article was written the other way around, it would be completely controlling, misogynistic, you know, like toxic as hell.
Yes.
So you what we're not supposed to post, what we're eating on social media, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yep.
So, and the fact that she had him post their engagement on social media just shows how addicted that she is to getting the validation of, oh, look, he's real. He posted a picture of us. Oh, you can't find it on his grid, but it's over here. You know, it's just really stupid.
It's an abject disaster. Her name is Akira Kim. I guess that's who she is. But listen, Kim, I got news for you. Your boyfriend probably has an Instagram, and he's probably smashing other chicks. That's why he hasn't told you about his Instagram.
I think that the reason why women like this is because a lot of guys follow a ton of women on Instagram and social media. So they feel like they're in competition with their man who's liking all these girls' pictures.
Right.
But, you know, so they feel as if they can take that out of the equation. So now that he's not on social media, I don't have to compete with all these nines and tens. He'll appreciate me for who I am. And meanwhile, I can keep trolling.
Yep. There you go. Trolling for what?
Trolling for...
for dick.
Man parts.
Yes. Trolling for dick. Ay, ay, ay. this was fascinating. So Devin found this on the Reddit. This Reddit post says, I told my husband I'm not having children while we live in the United States. I made a snap decision today, she starts, and texted my husband, I'm not having children in this country. I'm shocked at my own belief in the absolute truth of the statement. My husband and I have always planned to start trying for kids when I got out of grad school. Uh-oh, hold up. There's strike one. He has always wanted kids. He talks about it nonstop. Names are picked out despite this being years on the horizon. However, with the recent Roe v. Wade news, I had a serious conversation with him about how I absolutely will not feel comfortable becoming pregnant in the state we currently live in if the law is overturned. Let me stop right there. It sounds to me like she is saying I will not have children unless Noit Robas are illegal.
First of all, yes, that's exactly what she's saying. And I like how they're a married couple, planned for years to have a family, and she just made a snap decision.
Yeah, that's, well, she's a woman, and women make snap decisions like this all the time.
So let's see why. Why does she, I mean, just because the law is a law doesn't mean it's going to change. Even if Roe v. Wade is overturned, it's going to be up to the states.
Yes.
Whether they change and act or don't do anything. So there's really no threat that abortion is going to be made illegal at this point. Excuse me, sorry.
That's okay. I had to explain a lot of things on why a Noit Roba may become necessary despite us wanting kids. He was uneducated about many issues but was convinced by the end of the conversation. We even talked about him getting a vasectomy to supplement my birth control to prevent unwanted pregnancies in the meantime, and he was on board. Oh, wow. Holy cano... Hold up. No. Nope. Uh-uh. What this... Dude, Nate Dogg. Dude, he nailed it.
That's what I was thinking, too.
She didn't want to have his kids.
She decided that she doesn't want
to
have his kids.
She does not want to have this man's children. That's what this comes down to. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So if I come up with a flimsy excuse based on current events, and I post it on Reddit, I will have, it'll be real. You know, it's not like I'm going to leave him in about 2 years because she's probably already pregnant with somebody else's baby.
She might be. JBlaze11 on the Sharpstream side says, emotional decisions like these lead us to our country being a fucking joke.
Yep.
But then today happened and I realized with utter certainty that I am not going through what so many parents went through today. I can't. It would break me. I'd rather have no children than lose a child in that way. Lose a child in what is she talking about?
I believe she's talking about the events in Texas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, there's that excuse. I don't want to bring a child into the world because I don't...
Because...
That's flimsy.
They might be killed.
Seriously? Hey. Let's try to shield our they might be deleted.
Deleted.
Okay.
So if I all can't right. delete them, nobody can.
There you go. Right. So you're afraid of your kid getting deleted at school, but so you want to reserve the right to delete them before they're got it.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. It breaks my heart because I love this country with every fiber of my being. Not its history or its laws or its people. But I love the physical country itself. I'm a huge outdoors enthusiast, and I love living in one of the most geographically diverse countries on the planet. I love the Pacific Northwest. I love the desert Southwest. I love the plains. I love the South. I love the bears and the wolves and the gators and the manatees and the bumblebee. This is ridiculous. This is stupid. But I am absolutely adamant about this. Not only do I not want to lose a child in a school deleting, I do not want my child to ever have to participate in an active pew-pew drill. I won't have it. We can stay and be childless, or we can leave it. It breaks my heart. But as we say, this is my body, my choice. This is my decision, and fuck every single rich white man made it necessary. She can't even spell. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this to me is her making an excuse. I think she probably already decided that she does not want to have her husband's kids, and so she's using this as an excuse to not have her husband's kids. Hey, why don't you get a vasectomy so that we won't have any unwanted
pregnancies? Yeah, just to shore up my birth control.
Unbelievable.
How about you guys just use condoms to shore up the birth control that way?
Or she can just be on birth control.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. God forbid. Yeah.
Worst comes to worst, you have a child.
Yes.
It's a miracle.
Yes. Shane will win with the $20 super chat. Says, the CME was great. I met amazing men who kept it real. Thank you for everything you did to improve our lives each and every day. Appreciate that very, very much. Desmond Montgomery with the $5 super chat says, what does this AJ have against you? I followed his channel to watch the TikTok videos and saw his posts about you. What does he have against me? My event is better than his. Nobody, listen, that this is what it comes down to. He had a candy store. Okay. He had a candy store on the block. I decided to build a candy store on the other side of the street. Rather than him improving his candy store, what he attempted to do is he attempted to commit arson against my candy store. He spread rumors about my candy store. He told people that the candy was poisonous. He told me that the city inspector, please don't interrupt me. He tells everybody that the city inspector says that it's he's got a rat infestation. He lied about my candy store, but in so lying about my candy store, people begin to look at his candy store. We're like, wait a minute. This guy sure does have a lot to say about this other candy store. Let me go over here and see what all the fuss is about with this other candy store. And they found something out. I don't have a rat-infested candy store. I still have my licenses and everything is a go. What AJ does not want to do, he doesn't want to compete. And now I can see why. I understand why now he doesn't want to compete. He can't. That's his problem. Go ahead.
No, I mean, it's basically like just having all your friends leave bad Yelp and Google reviews for a restaurant that you don't like. So, yeah, it's pretty petty.
Yeah, it's petty. He falls out with everyone he works with, he falls out with. And guys are starting. Not only are the speakers starting to catch on, attendees are starting to catch on. After his antics last spring, I think he had maybe 14 people at his little event, and that's his problem. He can't and will never stop me. Everything is shored up. I've now done my second successful event. I'm actually thinking about doing another event on the same weekend as his event, just to put the nail in the fucking coffin. How about that? So that is his problem. And if I were him, I'd be very worried. Ostrike, $5, says, if we punish the high-value blacks for dating whites, maybe they'll date us.
Nope.
Yeah, I'll just go ahead and say that. And that brings us... Jesus. It's almost like I've got allergies. That brings us to today's topic. So, CME attendee... Allie V, aka actually she's now Allie D, she's making waves on TikTok. So there is a viral, so she has gone viral. There it is. So she has gone viral for this particular video. Actually, let me go ahead and refresh this. So Dev, give me your thoughts on what's going on with Allie.
I mean, Allie just said like it is. It's her experience. That's what she that's what she feels. And everyone's like, you're basically going to end up alone and broke.
Yep.
If you don't follow this narrative, you know, we're here to warn you because we really care.
Yeah.
I haven't read the negative comments yet.
We're going to. Let's watch the original video here.
Okay. And I became feminine and also shocking. Submissive. So that was the secret.
So what are your tips to women that want
to
be
put on some headphones?
To embrace it. It's an actual job. You just can't get it in the public or private sector. Like you need a man to hire you.
Have you watched this?
But that's okay. If you think about it, you submit to your boss who makes you clean stupid shelves at your retail job, right? Like wouldn't it be better if you were cleaning your own shelves at home? You know what I mean? And your boss wants to sleep with you in a good way.
And where do you meet these men?
Oh boy.
Well, I think women should work for the men that they want to pursue. I know that sounds crazy, but
really not at all.
So if you think about it, like you want a lawyer, right? So then you should be a paralegal, or if you want a dentist, then you should be a dental hygienist. But these are considered, I guess, high value status professions. But I think that's a really good model that not enough women utilize, because women will bully the woman who is the secretary that married the doctor, okay? But who has the last laugh? Like, her in her McMansion with her husband who's hot and the babies. Like, that's who has the last laugh. So.
Okay, Allie.
Okay, yeah, she definitely... So, One thing that Allie, and we're, you know what, we're actually going to read some of these negative comments.
Allie, show me your ring.
Just give me a second here.
Oh, here.
Now, so the one thing she suggested, which I think is definitely sort of lost in translation, is that she says that if you want to lock down a high value man, it's probably best that you go and work for him. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our audience, they understand that one of the main reasons why our relationship appears to be solid is because you work for me. The work relationship directly correlates with our sexual and relationship.
Yes.
Do you think this is good advice that Allie's giving? Hey, listen, if you want to date a doctor, become a physician's assistant. If you want to be a dentist, become a dental a hygienist. If you want to be with a lawyer, become a paralegal.
It's actually how some of the most successful relationships that I've known in my life. A lot of the bosses that I've worked for, their wives became a CPA, mm-hmm. so that they did all of the accounting for the business.
Yep.
It saved them money, and it stretched their dollar, and they were, you know, they weren't partners in the business, but they each had a role. And he said something very, he was a lot older, okay. He was like 70s, so he was like, you know, if anything ever happens to me, because he used to have heart problems, mm-hmm. if anything ever happens to me, she'll be able to hang a shingle.
Yep.
And make a living on
what do you mean
own.
Hang a shingle, define that.
Start a business,
okay.
doing her CPA, private CPA business, okay. so that she can make a living, you know, or keep herself busy mm-hmm. after he's gone. So in a way, it was not only a way for them to support each other in business, but it was also a backup plan in case anything happened to him. Now, another example I have, my aunt and uncle have been working together for as long as they've been married. I think it's close to 35 years
yep.
now. You know, they each have their side of the business that they run. It's a smooth machine. Now they're close to retirement.
There you go.
And they are passing on the business to their children.
There you go.
No woman, 19, 20-year-old woman goes, I want to become a nurse so that I can marry a doctor. Or
right.
I want to become a hygienist so that I can marry a dentist.
Nope.
You know, it's not in the forethought of our minds. However, if you're focusing on a career where there are top earners, you're going to be spending more time around them.
That's right.
You're going to be, you know, engaging with them more, and the odds of, odds of finding someone is a lot of people find them at work. So I don't see why it would be a far-fetched idea.
You know, it's interesting. These women, and we're going to read some of these comments, but these women who are, you know, up in arms about this, they end up, see, when women have affairs, they don't have affairs with their coworkers. The only coworkers they have affairs with are their superiors. Women don't fuck the janitor. They don't have an affair with the guy who is laterally successful. No, they fuck the bosses. They fuck the CEOs. They fuck the COOs. They fuck the managers. That's what happens. So if you're going to have an affair, if you're going to be in a relationship with someone at work, why don't you just be in a relationship with them, right? You understand what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. they're talking out of both sides of their mouths. Well, you should never do that, yet you're steady fucking your boss.
Right.
Caroline says, actually, up top, I'll have the last laugh as a female physician.
Nope.
No, you won't. You'll be a female physician, but you will not have the last laugh because you will be alone. Looks like Priya, whatever, says, or you can just become a lawyer and a dentist and hire a husband.
Nope.
Nope. Very good.
Yeah, that's a recipe for happiness.
Absolutely. Now, looks like, says, what in the 1950s? Daniela Jane says, this is not good advice. 1 in 20 people are narcissists. I wish that on no enemy. What the fuck does that? There are so many people who call people narcissists that have no idea what they're talking about.
So many armchair psychiatrists out there.
Yeah, exactly. Getting Iggy with it says, I would be worried about getting fired from housewife one day and having a gap in employment. I would love to be a stay-at-home mom, but too scared to trust that much. Oh, ain't that something?
And that is the root of the problem.
Well, that's not the root of the problem. That was a false, that was an apex fallacy. Women file divorce most of the time. So
true.
This woman telling us, oh, I'm scared to trust. Scared to trust what?
Women are scared to trust men with their earning power. Like they're afraid to sacrifice their independence, mm-hmm. but, and they're afraid to rely on a man because mm-hmm. they know that they can just get replaced by a younger model at any point in time.
Yeah, but who files for, but no, I hear what you're saying. Who files for divorce more, men or women?
Women do,
okay,
yes.
And who ends even casual sexual relationships more, men or women?
Women.
Who ends relationships of consequence more, men or women?
Women.
So what the fuck is she afraid of? She's, that's all cap. Look, hold up, where's my, yeah. Whatever. Listen, if you want to be a hoe, just say you want to be a hoe. Don't say, well, I don't want to trust a man to... No, listen, if you want to be a hoe, just say, look, I want to be a hoe. Where can I find a woman like this? Oh, this is absolutely heartbreakingly sad. So, Allie, what they actually did, this is actually pretty funny what they did, what Pearl and Allie did. So she started responding to some of these. Do you want to put on some headphones?
Yes, please.
Okay, those are the headphones right down there. Actually, I'll tell you what I can do. You got it?
No.
Jeez. Oh, there goes the...
Totoro.
Yeah, there goes Totoro. We'll pick all those up later. All right, let me get you all plugged in here.
Okay, thank you.
Is this number one?
No, that's left.
Okay, well then put it in number one for me then. No, that's left. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Okay, so here is, let's listen to this. This has, now, by the way, the original video has 1.4 million views. Looks like they're getting very popular. Here we go. Oh, wait a minute. Damn it, I wish it wouldn't mute it all the goddamn time.
I mean, I don't know. I get my back blown out regularly. I am fully paid for survival. I have my own autonomy. I also do my own work. So, like, I just don't see what's wrong with my situation, but they can ask themselves whether they're single if they want.
Allie, how do you feel?
So, what are your thoughts on that? This is heartbreakingly sad. You can keep the headphones on, sweetie, because we are going to watch more. Okay. Thank you. So, what are your thoughts on this? Keep up. Jesus.
It's been a while, right?
Was that sass?
It's been a while.
Was that sass?
No.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on what you just heard? Moving on.
So, Allie, another comment is being feminine and submissive women shouldn't have to change for men to like them. This is ridiculous.
I mean, that's the same type of woman that's going to say that a man should change everything about himself to be a viable partner.
Oh! They're
just hypocrites, so.
So, Allie, another comment.
This is why we call her the assassin,
yes.
Because she kills them. Unbelievable. Let's listen to some more.
Allie, so they're saying that you should be worried from being fired from being a housewife one day and having a gap in
Dude, I love how Pearl sets this up. This is great. Shout out to Allie and Pearl.
So Allie.
Yes, right. So Allie, let's respond to this dumbass comment.
Employment. I would love to be a stay-at-home mom, but I'm too scared to trust men that much.
Oh, boy.
Well, yeah. If you want to work for the rest of your natural born life, you can continue to be afraid of depending on men, right? And
right.
Again, like, I do my own work.
Oh, my God.
Don't understand these women.
And that's, Allie, so there's...
Wow.
And that's something that I talked about on the Not All Women podcast. Is you can work for the man, or you can work for your man.
That's right. That's good.
Right. Pick one. You're either going to have someone else profiting off of your hard work for the better part of 25 years
there you
or
go.
More, or you both can profit off of both your hard work by reinvesting in yourself.
And who is more likely to fire you, your husband or your male boss? Yeah, I didn't think so.
Allie, this girl says that she prays you find yourself and become confident in yourself.
Look at her. She's about to go savage.
Rather than needing to be submissive. Sad.
Tell her that I like to find myself on top of my man. It's all good.
Allie, so we're at this conference for misogynists.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, my
so tell,
God.
Tell them what happened. Let's show them. Hold on.
Well, the room is full. And wouldn't you know it, the men gave us seats. And I think it's because we're nice ladies.
But they hate women, right?
No, they hate miserable women.
Yes.
Because they make them
yes.
broke. So
we're at this.
Yo, Allie and Pearl are trolling the entire internet. This is unbelievable.
Hilarious.
Oh, that is too funny. Let's watch
another. So, Allie, the men want to know, where can they find a woman like you?
Oh, I mean, I'm a statistical anomaly, but for the most part, you can find good, wholesome women away from the cities and in the country, especially if they come from a two-parent household.
Ah. Is there, like, places they can look?
Yeah, the entire Midwest. All of that.
So, do you think, like churches, like, what specific places can they go to meet women?
church is a complicated thing because it's produced a lot of beta-type males, but I would say that there are feminine women in church. You just have to be careful if they're not delusional.
Okay. Okay.
So very, Allie, very nice. Awestrike with the $5 super chat says, you don't file for divorce on someone you love. Can't speak for women, but men actually love their wives even after they age out. He is right about that. Let's continue.
The men want to know where...
Allie, what do you say to the comments that say this set women back 50 years?
I don't think so, because women 50 years ago were a lot thinner.
Allie.
Yo, this chick is a fucking savage. And it looks like she's got Love some it. Support. Looks like she's got some support. She's a national treasure. Protect this one. Allie is living her best life. Beautiful, and she has a sense of humor. Lucky guy. All right, very good. Dude, I love how she is trolling these bitches. This is great. This is awesome.
Allie, what do you say to the women that say this is so sad? So sad.
I don't see how it's sad. What I think is sad is shaming a woman for being married to somebody that she wants to be married to. Like, why are you mad?
Allie,
you want to know why they're mad, Allie? Because they're not married.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
These women are shaming women for having someone who can take care of them.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Your man can take care of you. You don't have to work. You win.
Dude. Listen, all the hate she's getting, these people, they're just jealous. Like, this is clearly envy. Listen, Allie is young, she's beautiful, and she's married. She got the fucking ring. That's why these bitches stay mad.
I feel like they're
right. Okay.
Allie, they want to know, is this a joke? They're confused.
Oh my god.
It's not a joke. They just don't understand it. It's like people, instead of trying to understand something that's new to them, they would rather demonize it. But we do that all over American culture. But you guys are welcome to send me an email and drop some questions. It's Allie@sapien.com. I'm happy to do breakdowns, because I promise the men are not evil. The thing is, though, is that most men can't do for you what my husband does for
Oops.
Me. Right? But if you want to find somebody who does that, let me know.
Wow. I got to give her a Don DeMarco.
Yeah, that
on
was
that
awesome.
One. Holy
and
smokes.
And I give it to her. Her man's a real deal, too.
Yeah. Shout out to Tom.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, very, very good dude.
Okay, Allie, they said being afraid is a valid fear. I was a stay-at-home mom, and after divorce, I got nothing. It's the scariest thing.
I'd like to know who filed for divorce.
I would, too.
Yeah. Did you file for divorce and think that you were going to get cash and prizes? Okay, all right.
Yeah, but if you choose to live in fear, you're constantly living in scarcity. And so, you know, I would challenge you. If you got divorced and you got nothing, why not try again at romance and try and see if you can do better? That's better than being alone.
Okay.
Dude, Allie is dropping the mic on these shows. I had no idea. I had no idea that they were doing responses to this. This is incredible. Like, Allie's undefeated against these hoes.
Yeah, man. Stay-at-home moms are really demonized.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And it's funny because before people get married and have kids, they think, I'm going to homeschool and I'm not going to let the government raise my kids and my kids aren't going to grow up in daycare.
Yep.
And then they realize that in order to have that, you need a stay-at-home wife and you have to support them on one income. But
how's that
going
to
work?
Most
people can't do that.
Yes, of course. Of course. Osterreich with the $10 super chat says, women afraid of getting divorced or afraid of getting busted for infidelity? Uh-oh.
Okay, Janelle.
Oh, wait a minute.
Janelle, they want to know.
Oh, wait a minute.
As a former corn star,
oh, boy.
They want to know how you feel about letting your husband cheat.
Ooh.
Okay, so the PC answer is that if he does step out, that's a reflection upon myself because I am most likely not putting out or I've given up on my looks.
Oops.
My real answer is, you know, as long as I don't know, I can't be mad, can I?
No, you cannot. Dude, Allie is... Oh, my God, there's more?
They're
oh, this is...
cranking it out.
Oh, look at this.
Just
oh, this...
don't have the energy for this. I am unsubscribing from this drama. I just don't have the energy for this.
Oh, another
Allie, there's one comment that says, it sounds like if you are not in a committed relationship, you are nothing. What's the problem with being alone?
I mean, you can be alone if you want to be alone, but most of the women that I know that are alone are not there by choice. There's no men asking to wife them up. They're not even asking to date them. So if you want to pretend like you have choice when you don't, it's just a
Oops.
Lie.
Dude, exactly. When women say I'm happy, that's basically they're like, you can't fire me because I quit. Your thoughts?
Yeah.
You think the same thing? Okay, Allie, let's move on.
Someone says housewife here, but not submissive. I run it here. My husband is the director of this company.
Look at Allie. She's like, oh shit.
When he walks into my doors, I'm the boss.
What?
That sounds horrible. That does not sound like a good time. Is he okay? Is your blood pressure meds? Ma'am! He's running a company to provide for you, and you let him come home to you to boss him around more? That's overtime. Are you paying him?
Yo, Allie's a savage.
That's hilarious.
Yo, this is her niche. I think Allie's about to blow up. How many people have come through TSR Towers that have gone viral? Kevin Samuels, Myron Gaines, and now Allie. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, yeah, she was. She texted me, and she's like, I don't know how to deal with this. I'm viral. What do I do? I'm like, I don't know. I don't even want people to know what I look like. So.
Well, they do now. Let's watch a few more.
Allie, what do you say to the women that say they cannot be submissive?
I mean, I get that, but oftentimes these women don't know how quarrelsome they are. Like, they don't understand that a lot of people that they hang out with actually don't want to spend time with them. They don't understand that they're the last person to get an invitation and they're getting invited out of obligation.
Oh,
my God. Because you have to
understand,
it's not just the domineering part of the romantic relationship. It's like, you want to be that feminine woman that people fight over to invite to the holiday party. And sometimes that's just not you, and no one's going to tell you, because we have a very feminine culture that puts women on a pedestal. But I'll tell you.
Alex, this lady wants to know, is this a joke? I've been a housewife for 5 years. I'm not feminine and definitely not submissive. Also, I have a very nice woman who cleans for me twice a week.
Ma'am, you're not a housewife. You're a roommate. If you stay home and you don't work,
yo,
why can't you clean your own house?
This is fucking hilarious.
Ma'am, you're a liability, not an asset. No.
This lady wants to know, is the actually, I'll have the last laugh as a female physician.
Uh-oh.
So I saw that, but I went and I did a deep dive because I want to see the perspective of the kind of woman that this is coming from.
Uh-huh.
So this is someone that really values her looks, because that's going to help her with the MCAT, and she's not even a doctor yet, so like, how would you know? Because I talk to women who are MDs and JDs, and if they want a husband and kids, what they do is they work part-time, and they still let their men lead. I know these women.
Someone says...
I thought she was actually a physician, but it sounds like she's just another internet hoe.
Okay, yeah. So if you guys are following me, you've probably seen... Okay, y'all, a lot of you have questions for my friend Allie.
Here we
right
go.
We are going on SauceCast tomorrow at Eastern, and you guys can call in live and
ask this is going to be fucking hilarious.
You might have. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm excited. I want to give the women the secrets, but I don't think... they're gonna like hearing what they have to do in order to get what they want.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so tune in. It's on YouTube live.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make this prediction. I think Allie, listen, stay with me here.
Okay.
She might actually be bigger than Kevin Samuels, because Kevin Samuels' audience was clearly targeted to black women.
Right.
Allie is, now people call her a Becky, and black women, they're so fucking ignorant. If she's not black, she's white. There are people calling her a Becky. No, Allie's Puerto Rican. That makes her a Marisol. But anyway, I think that Allie's reach has so much more potential than Kevin Samuels, because she's not black. She has that kind of reach. What do you think?
I think it's refreshing for people.
Oh, it's fucking hilarious.
And
I love it.
And she's very funny about
Yes.
She has a way of speaking kind of like you do, where if you don't agree with her, she makes you feel stupid.
Yes, exactly. She says, I want to be on top of my husband. That was fucking hilarious.
Good for her. Keep doing it, Allie. Good job. So,
absolutely. We are going to take a short break. And when we come back, we are going to open the phone lines. I want to know what you guys think of Allie or the women. This is going to be the question. Why are these women responding so negatively to what Allie is talking about? Why are they responding so negatively? I would love to get all of your thoughts. We're going to take about a 2-minute break. We will be right. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Damn.
We'll be right back.